नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। शोभिष्यते तत्र नयम राविष्यते तत्र यतेदानीं गदाधर निदानीं गदाधर त्वत्पदायरङ्किता भाति त्वत्पदायरङ्किता भाति स्वलक्ष्यन विलक्षिताय निधिन विलक्षिताय नेयं शोभिष्यते तत्र नेयं शोभिष्यते तत्र यथेदानीं गदाधर यथेदानीं गदाधर त्वत्पदायरङ्किता भाति त्वत्पदायरङ्किता भाति स्वलक्षण विलक्षिताय स्वलक्षण विलक्षिताय।
ओ गदाधर कृष्ण, our kingdom is now being marked by the impressions of your feet, and therefore it appears beautiful. But when you leave, it will no longer be so.
How? It should be now. In order, not how. Niyam suvishkati tatra jati dhanim gadatra तत्त्वदै अंकिता भाति सालक्षणम विलक्षति विलक्षति। सकुंती कृष्णा वाज इन हस्तिनापुर द कैपिटल ऑफ द कुरु। सो व्हेनेवर ही वाज वॉकिंग दैट इंप्रेशन ऑफ हिज लोटस फीट was there, and on account of this, everywhere full of opulence. Full of opulence. So Krishna was leaving Hastinapur, therefore Kunti Devi was regretting that if you go away, then it will be not so beautiful as it is now on account of your presence. So, taking this instruction from Kunti Devi, if we try to keep Krishna, so everything will be opulent. There will be no scarcity. On account of Krishna's presence, but how Krishna will be present? Krishna is already present, but his presence will be more and more appreciated by this kirtan. Tattva tishthami narada jatva gayanti madhvakta. This is the statement by Krishna. Krishna says that I do not live generally in Vaikuntha. Krishna lives everywhere. Goloka eva nibasati akila atma bhuto. आनंद चिन्मय रस प्रतिभाविता भी साधी एव निज रूपतया कला भी गोलोक एव निवसती अखिलात्म भूत गोविंदवाद पुरुषम समांग। कृष्णा लिव्स इन गोलोक वृंदावन दैट इज हिज गोलोक नामी निज धामी दैट इज हिज ओन अबोड निज धाम। But still, Krishna is akhilatma bhuta. Ananda chinmaya rasa pratibhavitabhi. Sabhija eva nidarupataya kalabhi. Expanding himself in many, many forms, Advaita Achyuta Anadi Ananta Rupam. Ananta, there is no limitation. So, Krishna is present everywhere. Annantarasang, Paramanachayantarasang. Just like government is everywhere. Here, we are sitting in this open field. Here is also government. But when the governor comes, it becomes a special feature. Similarly, Krishna is present everywhere. He is everywhere, but still he personally comes. So, not only that Krishna personally was present 5,000 years ago, but if we are sincere devotees of Krishna, then Krishna is present as soon as we glorify. Tatra tisthami jatra gayanti madhvaksa. Those who are pure devotees, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also becomes present when there is real offenseless kirtan. So, Kunti wants to keep Krishna in her kingdom because on account of his presence, everything is victorious. Jatra, in the Bhagavad Gita it is said, Jatra Krishna Yogeshwar. Jatra, wherever Krishna is there, and wherever he is devotee, Arjuna is there. Sanjaya said, all victory, all opulence, everything is there. He assured, he informed Dhritarashtra that this combination of Partha and Krishna means all opulence, all victory. In other words, he assured Dhritarashtra that you are expecting victory by the superior strength of your sons, Duryodhana and others, but don't hope like that. It is not possible. Because victory will be there where there is Krishna and where there is his pure devotee. So if we remain pure devotee, what is a pure devotee? Anna vilasita sundam jnana karmadana abritam anukullena krishnanu silanam bhakti uttama. This is pure devotee. No other desire. Other desire means material desire. Because we are spirit soul, our desire should be spiritual. Just as human being should desire like a human being, not like a dog. To desire like the dog, that is other desire. And to desire like a human being, that is real desire. Our philosophy does not teach to become desireless. That is not possible. Desire must be there. But it should not be other desire. Other desire means, then what is the real desire? Real desire is how to become a sincere servant of Krishna. That is real desire. except this desire, anything, all other desires. How to become servant of Krishna, the means and the way, the process, that is also pure devotion and desire. So wherever Krishna's pure devotees are there, and when the pure devotees chant, Krishna is there. This is the secret. Tatra tisthani narada yatra gayanti madhvakta. So, if we keep ourselves pure devotee without any other desire, material desire, then you should know that Krishna is present there. And as soon as Krishna is present there, then on account of his presence, all opulences are there. Krishna is Madhava. Madhava means the husband of the goddess of fortune, Radha Madhava. So, try to keep Krishna always. Then, all opulence is automatically there. Jangalabdha chaparanga labhanga mannati unadhikam tataha. If you can gain Krishna, this is intelligence. The devotees, they don't want to become very powerful yogi, mystic yogi by practicing gymnastics. No, they don't require it. Simply, peacefully, if you chant Hare Krishna mantra, then everything is there. Just like Haridas Thakur. When he did not visit Jagannath temple, he considered himself, or there are some agitation that this man belonged to the Mohammedan family, and now he is trying to enter the Jagannath temple, there will be some roar. So he did not like to agitate things. Vaishnava is peaceful. Even Sanatana Goswami, because he almost turned to become a Mahavadan, his name was changed, Sakar Malli, because he was servant of the Mahavadan government. So he was also rejected by the Brahmin family. Actually belonged to a very respectable Brahmin family, Saraswat Brahmin. So he also did not go even near the tent. This is humbleness. They are better than 1,000 times to become Brahma. But every Vaishnava thinks himself, Tinadupi Suni Chena, that he is very, very lower, down. That is Vaishnava humbleness. Just like Guru Thakur, we are discussing this in Chaitanya Charitamrita, he belonged to the caste Bhunyamali. Bhunyamali means the sweeper, Bhangi. He became a great Vaishnava. And Kalidas, one of the relative uncle of Raghunath Das Goswami, he was also very great Vaishnava, Mahabhagavat. His business was to eat the remnants of foodstuff left by Vaishnava. He did not care whether he is a Brahman Vaishnava or Shudra Vaishnava. Vaishnava is not Shudra, but a Vaishnava coming from Shudra family, sometimes they are called Shudra Vaishnava, just like Haridas Thakur. He is sometimes called Javan Haridas. He is not Javan. He is 100,000 million times better than Brahmana. But because he is born in a Mahavajan family, he has another name. The Vaishnava never says Javan Haridas. He is Namachar Haridas. Vaishnava, why he should be Javan? Vaishnava is Jati Buddhi. Nobody should consider a Vaishnava belonging to this caste, that caste. No. Just like here, the deity is there. Everyone knows that this is made of breath, matter. But that is not matter because we cannot see Krishna in any other way at present. Therefore, Krishna has appeared as made of matter, but he is not matter. Or even if he is matter, he still is Krishna. Because everything is Krishna. So, Atri Vishnu Shilabhi Gurusu Naramati Vaishnavi Jati Buddhi. We should not consider like that. So that Bhagu Thakur declined to give his remnants of when Kalidas wanted, sir, give me little your prasad. No, you say no, you are a respectable gentleman, very rich. I am coming from low grade family. How can I? No, this is not possible. Then Kalidas recited some shastric praman that why you are thinking that you are low caste. Sapachato vidaryan, jajjibhadri namatubham. You are better than vipra visaraguna juta saravindanava. Even a chandal, he is better than a brahmin. He is a devotee. When he quoted all these verses to prove, there are many other verses in Mahabharata, in Paramapurana, in Bhagavatam. Vaishnava is never to be considered as lower caste, no. But he was thinking. So what was his reply? His reply was, yes, this is correct. The quotation you have given from the Shastra, it is quite correct. But it is meant for a person who has become devote. But I am not a devote. See, it is not applicable to me. I am the lower caste. That was his reply. That is his humbleness. So, Vaishnava, just like Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, he says, that purisher kit hoite muise loghist, jagai madhai hoite muise papist. Chaitanya Chaitamrita author, such an exalted person, practically the most exalted personality in Gaudiya Vaishnava, is Chaitanya Chaitamrita. There is no comparison. In the postgraduate study. So the author of the book, he is presenting himself that my position is lower than the one in this two. Purisher kit hoite muise loghist. And jagai madhai hoite muise papist. Jagai madhai was the example of papi, sinful. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Narottam Das Thakur sings, papi papi jato chila holi name udharila. Brajanda nandana jay sochi suto hoilo se balaram hoilo nitar. Two brothers who are formerly the son of Prajanda Nanda, Maharaj Nanda, his son, Krishna, and Balaram. So Balaram has become Nitai, and Krishna has become Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Where are you? Why they have become Nitai and Chaitanya? The papi tapi jatuchi. Just to deliver all the sinful persons. So, did they do actually so? Yes. So, where is evidence? Tara Sathi Javayama. Here is evidence. They delivered Javayama. So, Jagai Mata in those days were recognized very, very sinful, although they were born of Brahmin family, but by bad association they became thieves, rogues, gunda, drunkards, meat eaters, over hunters. These are all good qualifications now. Very good person. If one is woman hunter and drunkard and meat eater, his social position is very nice. Up to death. This is modern civilization. But formerly, especially a gentleman means born of high caste, Brahmin, Kshatriya, Vaishya. If they would be woman hunter, drunkards, new teachers, immediately will be rejected from the position. Immediately. That was Hindu society. No gentleman could. Still now, in some provinces, the high caste men, Brahmin, Kshatriya, they will never touch these things. This is simple. So, Jagai Madhai, they were Zamindas, very rich men, and Brahmana, but because they were addicted to these habits, they were taken as the most sinful. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu delivered them. Papi tapi jato chilo hari name uddhari. So the same principle is being followed at the present moment. And by the grace of Krishna and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the result is also same, because Jagai Madhai was delivered by them by the same Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Thousands of Jagai Madhai are coming to be purified. The process is the same. This is called Parampara system. If we follow the parampara system strictly, then the effect will be the same as it was 5,000 years ago, 500 years ago. The same effect will be now. So here, as Kunti Devi says, that during the time of the Pandavas, 5,000 years ago, when Krishna was present, so, everything was very nice in Hastinapura. Sohi. Sohishate. Sohishate. Everything was very beautiful. Sobha. Sobha means beautiful. So, Kunti is requesting Krishna that don't go. Please don't go. It is, of course, Krishna's duty. He was going to Dwarka. But Kunti Devi was desiring that if you go away, then the beautiful Hastinapura, na sovishyate, na yang sovishyate tatra, jatha idani, as it is now beautiful, it will not be so beautiful. The third name is Gadadhara. Krishna's another name is Gadadhara. Tattvadaivam kitabhati. Why it is beautiful? Because you are walking and the impression, Krishna has got special impression under the feet, in the soul, and that is being impressed. Simply by impression. Because Krishna is absolute. By Krishna's lotus feet impression, by vibration of His name, by glorifying Him, everything is Krishna. Everything is Krishna. Krishna is absolute. I just Krishna's impression of the lotus feet, or chanting of His name, or His personal presence, or glorifying Him, it is the same. There is no difference. Therefore, it will be our duty to keep Krishna always present by chanting Hari name. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama Iva Kevalam, Kalo Nasi Iva Nasi Iva, Nasi Iva Gatirannata. See, if we keep this principle in this temple, as it is now being appreciated, this is the most opulent temple in this district that is being admitted. People are coming here to see this temple. It is being advertised. The other day, one gentleman, that Gopal, he said that in nowadays they simply inquire, where is that American temple? They inquire. It is already nicely advertised, and it will be more and more advertised, provided you keep Krishna here by chanting Hare Krishna. Thank you. Yes, Swami Krishna Prasad. This advantage we want to give to the whole world. Therefore we are opening so many centers all over the world, giving them chance. Come here, chant Hare Krishna and take prasadam, go home. Thank you very much.